Chapter 1.
I believe creativity is a very big part of living passionately. Being able to express yourself on paper, on canvas, or even through needle and thread puts a little of yourself out into the universe. It lets you leave a mark in a world that might otherwise never notice you. So I was determined to participate in a little creativity. Lately, because of my blog, I had discovered a love of writing, but I had always wanted to be an artist. As a child, I attempted drawing quite a few times, but the results were stick figures and flowers that looked like balloons. I put my childish dreams away along with my crayons and markers. Lately, something had sparked me to try again. As I was struggling to sketch an image of a bird, I wondered how it could come so easily for some, and why it was so difficult for others. Then I thought about the new experiences that I'd had in the past few weeks. Pole dancing, cooking class, all of those things had led me to a new perspective on life. Maybe taking an art class would help me explore my desire to create on canvas. It was on my bucket list to create a masterpiece. I wasn't sure that a class could help me with that, but I was willing to find out. I looked up local classes and found a painting class that met on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. I decided that this would be a good option for me. I called to sign up and managed to land the last spot. "Must be a fun class," I muttered to myself as I hung up the phone. I smiled as I realized that I would be marking off yet another item on my list. I couldn't wait for the class to start, especially since the bird I had been sketching all morning looked more like a marshmallow with growths. I checked my watch and discovered it was time to head into Fluff and Stuff. As the manager, I took my role there very seriously. I was almost never late. Since it was a few blocks down from my apartment, I didn't have far to go. I grabbed my sketchbook so that I could keep practicing if it was a slow day. I was already worried about whether I would be the worst student in the class. As I walked up to the shop, I noticed that my friend Max was waiting for me outside the door. "Morning, beautiful," he said as he smiled at me. I smiled back, but tried to ignore the compliment. "Morning," I replied, and unlocked the door of the shop. "Don't you have to work today?" I asked as I stepped inside. He followed me in. I flipped on the field of fluorescent lights that populated the ceiling above the assortment of washing machines and dryers. "I did," he said. "I decided to take the morning off."
"Getting tired of fixing computers?"
I asked, teasing him. "Ready to come back to the delightful scent of fabric softener?" I snatched up a gauzy dryer sheet and waved it under his nose. "Ugh," he turned his head and sneezed. "No. Absolutely not." He laughed and shook his head. "Also, I don't fix computers all day. You know that," he stated with some annoyance.
Okay,
I shrugged. "Whatever it is that you do can't be more entertaining than this place." Max leaned back against one of the dryers and watched as I went through and checked each of the washers for any wayward clothing. I had a tendency to be a little obsessive about the safety and cleanliness of the place.
"No, not more entertaining," he agreed. "Isn't it old Joe's day?"
He smiled. I froze in front of the washers, and a feeling of dread filled me. Old Joe was not exactly the entertaining part of Fluff and Stuff. He'd been using the combination laundromat and shop since I'd been working at the place in college. He always had an entire load of stinky, grungy socks. There were more socks than any man should ever own, and I could never figure out how he could possibly get them so dirty. He also made sure that every single item of clothing was folded as compact as possible. It wasn't about being wrinkle-free for old Joe. It was about conserving space. He usually paid for the full laundry service, which meant that it was up to me to whiten his socks and to minimize his laundry into tiny little balls of material. He wasn't a bad guy, but he had gotten quite a reputation for his laundry quirks. Yes, I guess it is.